The Ritual by Mitchell Luther. Performed by Scott Miller. Produced by Citadel Studios for Sentinel Creators. Katerina Lorenz reined in her bay destrier and stared down at the crowded streets of Rothenburg. Straightening her posture, she rested upon the back of the Frisian charger. The awesome cycle had barely begun, yet her breath misted in the air before her. The cycle was to be a short one, and it wouldn't be long before the verdant mound the city sprawled across was locked in winter's icy grip. Katerina braced her fur-lined cloak closer to her huddled shoulders, her well-trained eyes sweeping the length of the main thoroughfare of the city. Her features had all the brightness of her youth, but were forever set in an expression of tense anticipation. Her pale skin was covered in an assortment of scars from years spent campaigning across the continent. A faded regimental tattoo lay concealed beneath the leather sleeve of her coat. She wore her dark hair cropped and neat, preferring the practicality of her male counterparts to the loosely styled hair that had become the fashion in the provinces of late. Despite the early hour, the streets were teeming with activity, and the clamor of the Rothenburg market resonated throughout the city. The main gates were opened at dawn, allowing hundreds of merchants and craftsmen from the rural areas to set up their stalls. Katerina gently dug her heels into the large charger's flanks and drew the reins in the direction of the cobbled lane of Heubach Street, joining the milling masses of Rothenburg's population. A paved walkway, lined by market stalls, lay before Katerina, the air thick with the smell of cooking meat and the bartering of merchants. Katerina inhaled the pungent bouquet of aromas and let her keen senses absorb the scene that greeted her. Heubach Street fell within one of the poorer districts of Rothenburg, its populace made up of lower-caste guildsmen, traders, and laborers. Still, the people had a sense of pride in them. They kept the streets clean and relatively crime-free. Children leaned out from the narrow windows of the buildings above, clapping and cheering as the street magicians tried to earn their coin. Someone began to beat a drum, which was shortly accompanied by the delicately strung chords of a lute. Old men and women sat together on benches, sharing pipes and talking happily as the day's festivities began in earnest. Katerina pressed her mount forwards, pushing through the traffic as she made her way through the labyrinthine passageways into a stone square, overlooked by cramped, terraced housing.
"You're late," came an accusatory voice from behind her as Katerina entered the square.
"You're early,"
replied Katerina, walking her charger to the center of the square before gracefully dismounting. A scowling old man, his skin craggy with age, was standing beside a graying mule, its reins held loosely in his hands. He wore the thick, undyed tunic of the order and carried the frayed rope of the office of a vestal monk. He shivered, grumbling as he pulled the hood of his cowl down lower. Katerina rolled her eyes. "Really, William, one would think we were in the heart of winter with all of your moaning." The monk glared at her for a moment before letting out a wry laugh, his expression softening.
"Aye, but when you get to see as many years as I have, the cold never quite leaves your bones."
Katerina grinned as she hugged the old monk, ignoring his feeble protests before he finally returned the embrace. Despite his appearance, Katerina knew that William was as nimble as many a man half his age. The rigorous routine and discipline of the order ensured that their scholars were strong in both body and mind. Though he was still an apprentice at the time, William had been her tutor growing up. He had proven to be both knowledgeable and patient, teaching the arts of sacred mathematics, history, religion, and even mythology, if he was sure that nobody was listening in. But that was a long time ago, before her mother had passed and her father had seen it fit to take a more secular route with her education, sending her to the Grand College of Eisbrunn. The monk meticulously straightened out his tunic before staring at their surrounds.
"Why must you always insist on forcing an old man like me into the streets to meet you?"
he grumbled as he patted down his sleeves before turning to her.
"Surely your father's estates are more than adequate, or even the chapel house?"
Katerina sighed.
"You know very well how my father feels about monks and the order."
William nodded sagely.
"I suppose he has booted me out into the streets once before."
Katerina frowned at the thought. It had been many years ago, but the trauma of losing her mother and then her teacher and friend was firmly imprinted in her memory.
"I take it you've found it then?" she asked, pushing the thought into the back of her mind.
"I knew that was the only reason you wanted to see an old friend,"
said the monk, feigning offense. Katerina ignored the taunt, and William paused before his tone turned serious.
"I don't know what it is you seek."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?